Welcome to a few good minutes from the Grove outside London as the Jaguars continue their week in the UK. Brian Sexton along with our special guest Hamza Ahmad. And there's all kinds of activity in the background here. I mean, this place is hopping. Mm-hmm. It just never is going to settle down. You don't get to settle down all week, do you?
Not really. I think this evening I'll get a little bit of time, but then that's it for the rest of the week.
Let's jump right into it and we'll start with job.
Okay.
For everyone out there who may have heard your name or read your name but doesn't know what you do, what do you do on a weekly basis, not just here?
I basically just handle the team travel. I pick all the hotels in the off season and site them and look at the available options that we have and then coordinate all the team travel from the planes, the buses, the police escorts, and coordinate all the details from there.
You make it sound so easy, like anyone could just do it off the internet. I mean, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. There are 1,000 moving pieces to this thing. I mean, you're so calm. What's the key?
Just preparing. We've been working on this London project since March. We came out here, looked at Grove as an option and a couple other available options, and we felt like this was the best location for not only a team stay, but as well as the practice field.
Topic number two is London. Mm-hmm. How do you make a team with all the different individuals and personalities feel at home in London when that's really the key, is making them comfortable so they can just focus on football?
And that's the goal. We've put a plan in place to where travel day is really the only difference, and walkthrough on Saturday is the only difference from a normal home game week.
Is year two a little bit easier?
It definitely is. And there's been a couple different challenges this year with departing on the same day as Florida, Georgia, and then having an away game against Cincinnati. So there's been a handful of differences and things to figure out from a logistical standpoint, leaving from Cincinnati as opposed to Jacksonville to come out here. And then after that, there's definitely a comfort level working with some of the companies out here.
Our next topic is the list, and just a couple things that are on that list. And what is the list? A book, really, right? I mean, when you look at it, you had to orchestrate a meal in Cincinnati in order that you could get all the trunks through customs. I mean, give us a sense of how long the list is and, you know, some of the bigger items on it.
The list includes anywhere from hotel rooming list to all the meals that we set up here, from buses to police escorts that we coordinate, any meals even at the stadium. So the list is quite long. And then for London, obviously, there's the passport process that always takes a little bit of time.
Yes. You were collecting passports. You kept
summer.
The passports all summer long. And what do you do if a guy didn't have a passport?
We ended up finding a place. We ended up working with Miami Dolphins. Down in Miami, you can get a passport the same day. And so we ended up flying two players last week on a Tuesday to go get their passports same day. But they had to have their original birth certificate, a Social Security card, so everything had to align.
Just think about that. How many moving pieces there are? Someone got to call their mom and their dad, find out where it is, get it to you, and get it all done in a tight time frame. It's amazing that you're able to do it. You got a linebacker that you signed from Cincy. You bring him over this week.
We did. The last post game was very busy after the Cincinnati game. So we signed a linebacker. His passport was up in Connecticut. And we flew him up there the following day to go grab his passport and put him on an overnight flight and got him here this morning.
And I still am amazed at how calm you are. How many phones do you have?
Just one phone that doesn't stop at all this entire week.
And I know you've got a staff that you rely on to get things done,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
Still, it's an amazing amount of work. There is nobody that I can think of to ask this question that would know it better than you. The NFL is toying with the idea of putting a team here. Logistically speaking, since that's what you do, can they? You think it'll work?
I think so. I think there's definitely a lot of challenges that need to be thought through. I think the having the games during the season is definitely doable. The couple questions that would be challenging would be the off season, from college from college visits, any type of workouts that people go to, and then think about the coaches' families and the player families and where they live and how that's affected.
Do they ask you? I mean, are people in the league office debriefing you, trying to figure out how things work?
We haven't crossed that path yet. I think they're working out the whole having multiple games out here and kind of going slowly, making sure that all the everything is thought through on their end.
For what you do for a living, was the chance to come and work in Jacksonville, which is your hometown, by the way. People should know that. Episcopal High?
I went to Nice High School.
Nice. Yep, why did I get Episcopal?
Episcopal, I went to middle school, 7th and 8th.
I knew there was some time there. Okay. That was obviously a draw, but the chance of being a logistician to do this, was that part of the draw?
Yeah, absolutely. It was an opportunity that Definitely couldn't say no to when Dave Caldwell came over here from Atlanta. I worked with him in Atlanta for 5 seasons, and then when the opportunity became available and for it to be my hometown, was a win-win for all of us.
All right, quick hits there. Tell us a little bit more. How many frequent flyer miles do you have?
Quite a bit.
What do you use?
I only get them honestly for the one-way flights or when I do the advanced visits in the springtime. So
where does Mrs. Ahmad like to go when you do get to use them?
We've got a 2-year-old and a 3-month-old right now, so I'm just gonna stack up the miles and use them here a little bit once the kids get a little bit older.
You know the NFL, working in Atlanta now, Jacksonville. What's your favorite road trip?
San Diego is a fun one to do. I really enjoy the San Diego one. Obviously the weather's really nice out there. And then I like the New York trip is always fun as well.
And finally, when you get to hang at home,
mm-hmm.
what's your favorite spot around town? Where do you like to go?
Probably the beach. Yeah. The beach or just stay at home. I travel so much to where it's nice to finally stay at home for a weekend.
To be at home every
Especially during the bye week. I'll probably turn my phone off and close the blinds and just hang out at home.
Smile at the camera. Okay. By the end of the week, folks, that smile is going to look a whole lot more tired. But we certainly appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Hamza. And folks, you hear about him all the time. All the players, all the coaches will be raving about this trip because of our guest this week on A Few Good Minutes. We'll see you next week. Jacksonville.